99 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and I'm trying to hear myself on the air, and I'm having a good time doing that. How's everybody doing this morning? Morning, Aaron. How you doing this morning, buddy? Good. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. So here we are, the day before Easter, the day between Good Friday and Easter, the probably the most important holiday in the Christian calendar, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, crucifixion, entombment, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. These 3 days remind us of. So just a brief update on Robin. She is still in George Washington University Hospital. She's in intensive care. She is undergoing CRRT, which is in basically a slow temporary dialysis. She's also on a ventilator, and she is sedated. So that simply means that the machine is breathing for her. Her body's getting a rest, her kidneys are getting a rest, and the goal is to get as much fluid out of her lungs as possible, and that's where we are. So we appreciate the prayers and thoughts, and it's going to be a few days in that situation, and then hopefully they'll be able to bring her off of that, and she'll be able to breathe more comfortably and be more comfortable. So she's in stable condition. She's not in any danger or anything like that. She's just she's being very closely monitored, and they're watching everything. So I can't be I couldn't be happier with the care that she's getting. I've talked to a team of doctors and the doctor in charge of her care, and I'm very confident and very very hopeful that everything will work out just fine. So there we are. Our number here, though, is 410-WCBM680. I know there's some folks out there headed towards the turkey woods this morning, probably getting set up at this point. It might be even a little, everybody getting out of their trucks at this moment because it's an early, early thing. You want to get in the in your location and very quiet before the birds fly out of the trees. You don't want to alarm them, spook them while they're roosted, so we've gotten a couple pictures of successful youth hunters and successful adult hunters from yesterday when the season opened. I didn't go out. Considered it. Got the turkey gun out. Woke up Friday morning, and it's just been a long week. It just other concerns on my mind, other things that I've been thinking about, and hopefully we'll see if we get out this week or not. We'll see. Got some other things going on, as you can imagine. We're diligently working on Maryland Loves Crabs, and we're combining that magazine with Big As Fish. So we're still looking for more pictures as we speak. The Maryland Hunting Quarterly is right on the heels of Maryland Loves Crabs. So crab pictures, folks. We're looking for people eating crabs and catching crabs and holding up crabs and showing us their bushel of crabs and that type of thing. Same way with snakeheads and catfish. Let's see those snakehead and catfish pictures. We'd love to get those from you as well. So any articles, recipes, suggestions, we'll take them. We will take them. So, but we're excited. We're continuing to go out and call on people throughout the state in the crab business and talk to people, see how things are going. Of course, the Maryland crab season opened on April 1st. What are we now, the 20th, 19th? The last week, 10 days, has been windy, rainy, difficult to catch crabs. The water's cold, and, the success of trotliners is not good. The success of the potters, well, they're not even putting the pots in the water. Sometimes it's typical when we come off of a cold winter. The season opens, and parts of the bay are open, other parts are not. I mean, when I say open, I mean other parts are not productive. So, most of the folks are still buying out-of-state crabs that are serving crabs. And once the water warms up a little bit, then we'll see those beautiful, succulent Maryland crabs coming into play a little bit more. So that's where we are. 410-922-6680. I'd like to hear from you if you've gotten out there yesterday, if you got your turkey, or if you haven't got your turkey, or what your conditions were and that type of thing. If you're fishing, let's hear from that too. We know that the perch are about. Haven't heard much on the hickory shad other than up in the Susquehanna a little bit, but weather temperature and air temperatures change things about quite a bit from those 75 degree days. So this weekend's going to warm up. This week's going to warm up, and we'll see some more fishing activity for sure. So just tis the season. That's how it goes. Let's see. Hi, John B. How are you? Appreciate that. Yep. All right. I understand, my man. Thank you so much. We like getting texts during the show. And you hear the beep beep, that's the phone going off. So, and we like to get them. We like to hear the updates because you never know when. Keep the volume up on the phone. Never know when I'm going to get a call from GWU. And never know when our daughter's going to text me and say, the labs look good, that type of thing, or whatever she did last night. It was time was it? 8:48. So 8:48 last night. The labs look good, and the labs are extensive. It's blood work, blood gases, it's kidney numbers, it's all that good stuff. But Robin's been ill for a long time, so we just want to keep you all updated. And again, thank you for those who are praying. We are really looking forward to some good news. I mean, really good news here, hopefully tomorrow. And, after 3 days, 4 days, we'll see how it all goes. So, like I said. Anyway, that's foremost on my mind, as you can understand. Be, 49 days in the hospital tomorrow. So, all right. How about somebody give me a call, and let's get the show started here and get my mind off some other things, and hopefully get your mind on what this show's about: fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. See a lot of deer out there. I've got one trail camera still operating, and it's there's no bait, or there hasn't been any bait there since end of January. No, I haven't put any corn out or anything like that. So it's been a while, but the wildlife continues to walk through that area. It's a good trail. And we had two little bucks in there the other night. When I say little bucks, I mean they're average-sized deer, but the antlers are starting to pop a little bit. Just the little buttons are coming up. I told you we saw about 10 days ago, we saw a coyote in there, which was very interesting. Foxes back and forth all the time. Rabbits, raccoons, squirrels during the day. Did see some kind of bird of prey there the other day. I'm not sure what kind of hawk it was, but it was probably after a squirrel. We've actually seen owls and hawks hit squirrels that were eating a bait pile. And, we've seen foxes carrying things out in their mouth. We saw one fox rushing at a squirrel, and the next picture showed him walking away with his prize. So it's always interesting on the trail camera. That's nature's little thing. Hey, let's talk to Mike in PA, then David in Cambridge. Thank you very much. Morning, Mike. How are you?
Well, good morning, Alan, and all the best to you and Robin. We've been following that along, and she's on our prayer list, and just hoping for the best.
So would I. Thank you very much.
Anyway, today is really the kickoff for the ATA shooting season.
Okay.
In Maryland, and big shoot down in Thurmont today.
Okay.
The before Easter shoot, 300 ATA targets. And once again, the clubs are supplying the labor. North Carroll will be manning bank two for pulling targets and loading and basically running the show. And the other Maryland clubs are pitching in and going to make it a success.
Well, that's good. Isn't it usually a success?
Yeah.
Isn't it usually a big show? I mean, a big time, a big success for everybody involved. Normally.
Yeah, it really is, and it's one of the few states that's keeping costs down. As you can imagine, targets nearing $50 a hundred in some venues. It's getting too expensive for most people to shoot anymore, considering the cost of shells and transportation and all the rest. And with the clubs pitching in, the labor costs are down, and we can run the traps a lot cheaper and
and
keep the prices down for our shooters. It's a very successful program. Ray Greb and the boys in the Maryland MSA get big congratulations for it.
Well, good.
Especially the guys down in Carroll County.
Carroll County is pretty heavy duty on the shooting sports. I know even one of the clubs down there has their own range.
They're down at Sykesville, wonderful club, and they just came up with the idea of getting the clubs to man the traps.
Yeah.
And when you consider what they have to pay kids now at the labor rates, and that cost is gone.
Yeah.
Clubs operating the traps is really a big, big thing.
Sure, sure.
And, of course, we can give better prizes and cheaper targets.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that everybody's working together on that, people sharing their passion together, especially things that are involved in the outdoors. I think that's really special.
I think they're going to start squatting around 8 o'clock, I guess, is when the officer.
Right.
Fortunately, Barbara and I went out to Ohio to see the grandkids last week, and I came back with a cold.
Oh boy!
And the boss told me I'm staying home today.
Well, that's why. What did I hear the other day? Somebody asked some celebrity, said, "What's the key to a successful marriage after 30 years or something like that?" And guy looked right in the camera and said, "Key to a successful marriage? Let me think. Yes, dear." Which is a pretty good succinct explanation. Yes, dear. So. All right, man. Thanks for the call, Dave. I'm sorry you can't be in on the action, but I hope everybody has a great time, and you'll get out there soon enough.
Big shout out to all the guys down at Thurmont today. All the boys there, and Ronnie Menchie and those guys. They pitch in and they make it work. Hey,
okay.
All the best to you.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mike in Pennsylvania. Very good. David in Cambridge, good morning. How are you? Hello, David.
Hey, Alan.
How are you, bud?
Patriots Day.
Happy Patriots Day to you. What's going on?
I've been trucking down to see if I can hear a turkey this morning.
Oh, are you? Okay. Well, I guess you got them. I guess you got them pegged. You got plenty of turkeys in Dorchester County. Every time I hunted down there this past year, I saw turkeys. So I thought, wow, this is pretty good. You got a pretty good stable population in Dorchester. That's for sure. It's always one of the top counties.
In spots, some spots. I got one yesterday morning, so I'm just playing today, checking a new spot.
I got it. I got it. Well, congratulations. Congratulations on that.
Have you got a quantum award for that book? Because you know I'm hunting with a flintlock smoothbore.
Yeah. I know you are. I know you are. So, well, keep going. Maybe you'll get the second one. So,
I'm going to try. Got a long season ahead yet. Funny time.
You got it right, buddy. You got it for sure. So how are they acting? I mean, you were out there. How are they acting? It always seems like early on the gobblers want to come, like, right away, and it's a really, really early morning hunt. And the later in the season it goes, you know, the tougher they are to get. I mean, they'll answer early in the morning, but it seems like they like to get with those hens right away, and then you got to wait till they're done and looking for more, so like a later in the morning type of thing. How are they acting? How were they acting for you yesterday?
For me yesterday, they were fired up. They were gobbling their heads off on the roost and strutting in the field. I had Jake's great decoys in front of me within 20 minutes after fly down. Watched the gobbler for an hour before we got in the woods and snuck up the woods edge to me. And just, they acted gorgeous yesterday. They had a great hunt.
Well, that's the way to go. That's the way to go. The little hunting property I got over there in Queen Anne's County, we're getting more and more birds in there. And landowner said the other day they saw more than they had ever seen, you know, adult birds. And I said, well, if they're raised here, that's going to be the poults from probably this past spring, successful nesting. And they said, could you tell what they were? He said there were several with that had the beards. I'm like, oh, no, that's good enough for me. So, and for the first time ever, during the special primitive season, when I was in there, I guess the second morning, Monday, I guess, I heard a gobbler from the roost. And I'm like, well, that's encouraging because I never heard that in 5 years. So it's all good. It's all good.
Yep. I have more birds around my place this spring than I've had since I moved down there, but I've been hammering raccoons every winter too. I think that helps.
Oh yeah, you got to take out the predators. That's for sure. Yeah, yeah, we've got plenty of those. So, all right, Dave. Well, look, good luck to you this morning. Getting your All right. Take care.
You too. See ya.
See you, buddy. Bye bye. Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I think you heard. I'm okay. What's going on?
All right. I need some verification.
I'll do my best.
Yes, I know you will. Crabbing on Chesapeake Bay on your private property pier.
Mm-hmm.
Traps, amount, when, all that kind of stuff. What's the deal?
Oh, the deal's very simple. If you're going to put a pot overboard and leave it, you have to register it, but you also have to have your name on it and your DNR ID. That's it. And you've got to have the turtle excluder mounted on the pot. That's pretty much it. It's free registration. There's no fee to run a pot on your off your pier on your own property.
And did I read you can have two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
You good?
Yeah. Just go on the website and register it, you said?
I believe it's a website registration,
okay.
Yeah.
You get a number or whatever, right?
Well, it's your DNR ID. I'm not sure if you get a number or not.
Okay.
You have to give me a minute on that one.
They're not running for 2 to 3 weeks anyway.
No, you're not going to be filling the pot today. So,
all right. Well, happy Easter.
Same to you, buddy. I appreciate that. Same to you.
And say hello to your wife. tell her to get back.
I will.
Spins. The future spins.
I will do that, man. I talk to her every day, and
yeah,
you know. So
I got
good. Whether she talks back, that's another issue, depending
right.
on her condition. So, but I do talk to her. Every
well,
day.
I hope you all the best.
All right, but Gary, thank you, man. Talk to you
bye.
Soon.
Bye
bye. Here goes Gary. After Gary, let's take our first break here. I'll tell you about Backyard Billy's. You know, I go by there every day, and it's a beautiful thing. I did a quick count yesterday on different gym sets. I was kind of slowing down in traffic there, and I looked over. I wonder how many gym sets they have in there for the kids. It looked like four or five different ones. When I say gym sets, I mean these are these big amusement parks for the kids in the backyard. You know, they got the slide. Some of them have a little playhouse on top. They got the swings. They've got the bars and the whole deal. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool unit. And of course, the big stuff like that, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and they'll deliver them to the beaches too, the Delaware and Maryland beaches as well. But I looked at that. There's a whole lineup of sheds. There's greenhouses. There's dog kennels. There's pergolas. There's gazebos. There are dog kennels? Chicken coops. All that in Backyard Billy's backyard. All that big stuff. It's just sitting there. You can walk over and look at it, see what it's all about, see how it's built. It's nothing you have to look at, you know, in a catalog and take your pick, although there are probably some catalogs there. If you pick one out, there's probably some different options and so forth. But then around the entrance to Backyard Billy's is where you walk through all the dozens and dozens and dozens of styles and colors of picnic tables and chairs and those world-famous Adirondack chairs that we've been talking about forever in every style and color and, you know, crab decorations and high top, low top, octagonal, hexagonal, square, oblong, you name it. They've got every shape for every situation, even the old standard wood picnic table, pressure wood treated picnic tables. They've got those too. You know, they don't have just the poly. They have beautiful hardwood tables as well. I think they have a teak look. I'm not sure if they are teak or not, but beautiful stuff, beautiful stuff. And you walk inside, barbecue grills are in there on the left-hand side, the furniture for your deck or for your beach house is on the right. It's just a giant place inside and out. Backyard Billy's, you know, we'll talk about the stoves and the inserts later, but backyardbillies.com is the website. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. That phone number, 410-827-4500, if you're interested in any of that stuff. If you need a new shed, you need a new greenhouse, a dog kennel, chicken coop, 410-827-4500. The location is Route 50. Right off exit 44B, Drummer Drive, I believe, is the physical address. Evans Avenue is the exit coming from the bridge, right there at the end of Kent Narrows. So, and don't forget, you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert, or freestanding wood or pellet stove, too, from Hearth America, part of Backyard Billy's. So why not stop by? It is a destination, Backyard Billy's. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. You'll be a happy person if you're looking for stuff for your backyard, that's for sure. Clyde Sports Shop. Now, you heard Dave call and talk about the trap season and shotgun shooting sport season, sporting clays and all that, kicking off today here in Maryland. And so I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop and what they have for trap and skeet. Now that and sporting clays, the BT99 is the gold standard for single barrel trap guns. It's a single barrel trap specific shotgun, single shot, with superior fit and finish, all steel components and trap recoil pad, walnut stock. It's beautiful. BT99. The Satori for all the other shooting sports, sporting clays and so forth, and even upland bird shooting, you know, grouse and quail and pheasants and things like that, is an over and under. Comes in a lot of different configurations, but the key word to remember is Citori, C-I-T-O-R-I, over and under. It's got Vector Pro forcing cones and different sizes of ribs for your different styles of shooting. Let's call it the perfect over and under. There's a CXT, the White Lightning, the Field model, and they even have them in odd cartridges that people like a 3-inch 28 gauge, if you like the 28. You know, a little smaller than the 20, not as small as the 410. So why not stop by and see all the Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227. Clyde's been around since 1957. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website, open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and all accessories. Clyde Sports Shop, you'll be glad you did, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, a
Cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right, let's get back to the phones here. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Getting photos from our buddy Lee coming in from the Susquehanna River. A couple nice ones. Shad season is on, he says, so can't wait. Can't wait to see that. All right. Number here is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's for sure. Whew, look at the size of that thing. So, like I said, it's windy out there and rainy, but people are still fishing, and if you gear up for it, you can catch some great fish this time of year, some big smallmouth, big largemouth in the pre-spawn. You know, there's a pretty good-sized fish. Susquehanna's doing well. You just got to fish it right, know what you're doing. Know what you're doing. You can be very successful. And same way with a white perch, same way with pickerel, same way with anything that that you want to pursue. If you know what you're doing, you can do well, that's for sure. So, and the way to get experience is to go. That's right. I understand there's a few snakeheads still showing up. I'm not sure what this cold, windy weather did to them, but when the weather warmed up a little bit, it was pretty good. So, we'll see what happens. Going to be a big weekend, a big warm weekend this weekend for getting out the outdoors. But first and foremost, remember the reason for the season and what Easter's all about. So, all right, Aaron, get me a phone call. I need to talk to somebody about something. We'll see what the phone line brings this morning. It's always great when you folks are the ones that call the shots on the show and you script the show for us. We like the questions that come out of left field sometimes and do our best to try and answer them. So. I'm honestly out of something to talk about at the moment. Let me think here.
Someone's saving me now.
Glad to hear that. Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate that. Yeah, been a long week. I will tell you what I will talk about quickly. I've been riding the MARC train. Been driving from Easton to New Carrollton, picking up the train, parking in the parking garage. It's a short walk to the building. And Gwen, you know, you get your ticket, of course, or you get a card now, and you preload it, and I've told you about getting my senior card and how that works, but you preload that card, you go up and you lay the card on a little machine there, the gate opens, you go through, make your way to the platform, whether that's up an escalator, down an escalator, or, you know, just walk straight out, whatever it is, depending on your station. Board the train. It doesn't take long to get on the train. You board the train, and you make sure you know what stop you're getting off on, and you enjoy the ride. Kind of like any other train. To me, it's like riding in a washing machine. depending on the day, depending on the wind, sometimes you're rolling right along, and other days you're in the rinse cycle. So, but generally comfortable. Doesn't take long to get from New Carrollton to downtown D.C. with about five or six stops. Now in the district, but there's stops along the way. There's like 12, 15 stops. Not bad timing. Come right out at the hospital. The escalator's right there at the entrance to the hospital. And characters hanging around the entrance to the subway are very interesting. But if I remember, maybe we'll tell you what's going on after we talk to Jay in Westminster. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, and I want to tell you that prayer works. I had a couple incidents this spring where I enlisted a very devout friend, and we prayed, and we had good results.
Prayer works. I believe
prayer
in it.
Prayer works. But I what I called about, I wanted to tell you about, I live in Westminster.
Yep.
not very far from Main Street, and I looked over in the neighbor's lawn about 2 weeks ago, and there was this beautiful duck sitting there, and I thought at first it was just a lawn ornament that he purchased, but it was a duck. I'm not familiar with one duck from another, but it's the kind with the bright green head.
That would be a mallard.
Mallard, okay. Well, it turns out that a duck couple moved into his flower bed right in front of the house.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, that's the good part. The bad part is the hawks seem to be after him.
Oh, yeah.
So is there anything we could do to keep it the duck safe and keep the hawks away?
You say they're nesting in the flower bed?
Yes. There's three eggs sitting there.
Okay. I don't know if there's any kind of way you can configure like a chicken wire screen over top of the whole deal, you know, that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Not, you know, something that ducks can move in and out of, but protect them on the nest at least. Some type of mesh to hide them, some type of chicken wire screen to keep the hawk from diving on them, something to divert the hawk, I would think. Yeah, we had a, right here two houses up, we had a chicken snatched at night, and I think it was a probably an owl of some kind, a barred owl. We hear them around here in the trees around the neighborhood from time to time, but you know, they get their focus on a duck or a chicken or something, and they're pretty much undeterred. But would that work for you? Maybe a couple of steaks and a
It might, but I'm wondering I actually haven't seen both of the ducks. I saw the one I was telling you.
Yeah.
But he told me that when the hawks came over one day this past week.
Yeah.
That the ducks took off crazy. And so I don't know if it put something up like that and the hawks were diving down, it would deter the ducks from getting out of there quick.
No, I don't mean entrap them. I just mean like a roof, like a tent, like a you know, you put a an awning on a house, so to speak, something like
that.
They can be free to move around in there and but have some protection underneath that.
Should it be like covered, the chicken wire covered or something that can't be seen?
No. The hawks already know they're there.
Okay.
You know, you just put something to keep them from diving on the ducks in the nest.
Okay.
You know, when they're still. I'm just spitballing that, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a porch rail there or if there's something there that he can, you know, tie down or anchor down something or, you know, drive a couple stakes out in the yard. But
yeah, we'll
you guys are innovative enough, you can figure it out.
Right. You know. Well, what I was curious about is I've been here almost 48 years. I've never seen a duck anywhere around this area. Is that unusual or are they just running out of rural space to live in?
Well, you're in Westminster,
right?
And you're almost downtown, so you've got the reservoir there, you've got the farm pond, you've got all kinds of places that will attract waterfowl. Anyway, I know I used to goose hunt just outside of Westminster, so there's abundant waterfowl there. There's plenty of creeks and that type of thing, and these ducks have just found someplace comfortable.
So they don't mind being a half mile from the water, or
no?
And is it what if the eggs hatch? Does there need to be like a?
Well, there's water there somewhere. Is there a creek around anywhere?
It's about a quarter of a mile from there.
They'll find their way there.
Okay.
Ducks know where the water is.
And then that's the unusual part. The normal part, we have about every year about 18 deer in the field next to us.
Wow.
And I think that they must be, the owner must have them removed each year because it's always 18. I would think they'd multiply into the hundreds by now if something wasn't taken them away.
Huh. How about that? My my buddy John B. just said his father-in-law has ducks nesting in his flower bed in Minnesota for the last 2 years.
Wow. Anyway, the duck, that mallard duck is beautiful.
Oh, they're gorgeous animals. There's no question about it. They are gorgeous. Yep. So, but that'd be the only suggestion I have, unless he had, if he had a dog or something that didn't harass the ducks, you'd be all right. But
everybody in this neighborhood has dogs, but they all stay in the house except when they go out and walk them.
Yeah, sure. But the Hawks are—they're going to be—they're going to be opportunists, and don't be surprised if they are successful because they're a top-tier predator from the air.
Yeah, that's a shame. I really would have liked to seen the ducks
sure
hatch out and so forth. But
well, let's see what happens. I mean, I have a friend in Pasadena who had who adopted a duck, and the duck had been injured. And she adopted the duck, and it was not a breeding duck, but she kept it in a cage in a pen in her backyard of some kind. And believe it or not, Pasadena, a coyote came and got it.
Well, I was going to say, I think there's some coyotes around here.
Oh, definitely.
And I know I saw a fox.
Yep.
So it's tough.
It's tough It's tough being a waterfowl on a nest. It's tough being any bird on a nest, turkey or anything, So.
Yes.
Indeed.
But I mean, it's unbelievable that there's so much wildlife this close to the center of Westminster.
Mm-hmm. That is true. But you know what? Wildlife is adaptable, just like those deer. Creatures of the forest edge is what. What the 40-year-old video from Maryland Public TV called them, Creatures of the Forest Edge. It was a video, probably have it around here somewhere, that showed how adaptable they were in the changing landscape of Baltimore with all the developments and so forth. So,
yeah.
They can adapt pretty well.
I remember, I believe it was that famous New England painter, I can't think of his name, that he had the picture of the duck leading this little ones down the gutter of the street.
Exactly, yep.
All right,
buddy, appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Keep me updated on the progress of your ducks.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. All right. Very good. Now that brings us to a time in our day when we have to do another commercial break, and that would be Backyard Billy's again. And we are going to talk about the folks at Hearth America. Robin and I remodeled our back room, and there was a fireplace here. It's still a fireplace, but now it's a gas fireplace, the gas fireplace insert, and a beautiful stone background all the way up to the ceiling. And it's got Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We shopped. I mean, we did. We shopped a couple of places and priced and had people come out and look. And some of those other places just never worked out. And when we found Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, we decided this is the place because they had the knowledgeable people. They were friendly. They had the product. They had the service. And they had the right price. So that's why we stopped there. That's why we went there. So if you have an old hole in the wall that you call a fireplace and you don't use it, or maybe you're tired of hauling wood or whatever, well, that's what we did. We just called them and went in to see them and saw the entire showroom of all the beautiful inserts. And we settled on an Enviro. That's one of the brands. They have several, in Regency and some others. We got the AX35 with the remote control, and we use it all the time. And they did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we love it. The convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. So you, too, can do that. You can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves. You can check out the pellet, gas, electric, or wood inserts from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom, and, this cold weather, that seems to be seasonal around here for some reason. In about 6 months, it'll be cold enough to crank that thing up again. Maybe not quite that long. So BackyardBillies.com is the name of the business. Hearth America is the other name of the business. Hearth America has a Facebook page. BackyardBillies.com has a website. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyard Billy's Hearth America is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Ah, what a crazy show, but we all watched it. Roscoe P. Coltrane and Boss Hogg. And yeah. yeah. Daisy Dukes, that's what it was, Daisy Dukes. The young lady whose name became associated with cut-off denim shorts, Daisy Duke. How about that? Funny things you remember, isn't it? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have time for another caller, just one. Got a little running out of time here in the first hour, but it was been a good first hour and good conversation. So got a couple things to study up on maybe for the next hour. We'll see. So, man, what a week. So I was talking about riding a train, and I will tell you, the Mark system, from everything I can see, is well secured as far as people who are, you know, keeping an eye out for the passenger. Not perfect, not necessarily perfect. A very nice, clean. Every station, everything that I've seen has been beautiful and well made. And I'm very inside and out, you know. And people, the security people are courteous, and they really help you when you're, you know, when you just learn your way around how to get there. I can pretty much go in and out now without asking after a week. Pretty much go in and out and ask without asking people where this is and how this works and that type of thing. It's a nice system, it really is. So I will give whoever is in charge of that kudos for maintaining that. That's for sure. However, the people who are gathered at the entrance to the downtown Foggy Bottom station where George Washington University Hospital is, a couple vendors there, relatively quiet. Not many panhandlers. One who, when he had the, I don't think it was intentional. I don't know if the guy's not right. But he was wearing the Palestinian houndstooth checkered black and white deal and begging for money. And then there was the, he must not be on the gravy train for the protesters. The guy playing the guitar, very talented, playing the electric guitar, sitting there at the entrance. People walking in and out, and I will say that that is the melting pot. That's what the melting pot is supposed to look like. People of all nationalities, all races, colors, creeds, coming together to ride the subway. Everybody gets along. And, very nice. Of course, you're on a university campus, but you're also on the street in Washington, D.C. Homeless guy that sleeps on the bench across from the entrance spends all of his time, all of his day, every day. In the Starbucks there at the hospital, but doesn't cause any trouble that I know of. So there you are, just sharing a couple interesting experiences. I'm sure everybody has them, but not everybody has a radio show. Thanks, folks. Get out, stay out, stay safe. If you're headed out to turkey season or fishing today, enjoy your day in the outdoors. Remember what this weekend is all about. It's about our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's about family. See you next hour.